What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Monday, and it's been a great day. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate your business every single day. Steve?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, so I have some closing remarks to help some people out today.
All right.
I was talking to someone who was telling me that they were suffering from anxiety. And I knew right away that what anxiety was worry. And so I played along. I said, so what do you think your anxiety is from? I full well know what it's from. And they said, I'm just worried about what's going to happen. And they went on and on and on about this scenario of what could happen. And all of it was a scenario. All of it was what they thought was going to happen and what would happen in the event that what they thought did actually happen. So they talked for about 3 to 4 minutes. And I said, hey, man, can I help you with something? I said, you have wasted completely 4 minutes of my time. And I probably can't tell you how much time you've put into coming up with this scenario that you have. Or what you mean, Unc? You got to think about your future. You telling me not to think about your future? I said, no, I'm not telling you not to think about your future. I am going to suggest to you that you don't worry about your future. I said, because you can't control it. Anxiety happens because of two things. Concern over something you have no control over. That's anxiety. And it's usually the two places that you can't control, your past and your future. If you are concerned with over them and become a process those thoughts between those two things, you're going to have anxiety. What has happened to you has already happened. You're past it. Stop hanging around people who are in your life to remind you who you are. Most people won't even let you be the new you because they stuck on who you used to be. Well, you got to cut them people out your life. You can't even grow. I was talking to another person who says they're thinking about relocating, but they're 50 years old and they're thinking about relocating. Now, I've known this person since probably 98, I think. So he kept telling me this, and he's been talking about it. He lives in a small city. And so finally, I told him, I said, can I just share something with you? Everybody that I know that has made it had to leave home. I don't know nobody that has made it staying where they're from. Now, that's not to say you can't become successful where you are. We're not talking about that. We're talking about that next level success. That nationwide fame. If that's what you're after, if you want to be a nationwide business, if you want to have nationwide fame, you're probably going to have to leave home. And the reason you have to leave home is because you have to get away from the people who have known you your whole life, who keep wanting you to be that same person and are not willing to accept the new you. There are people who are just not going to accept the new you. Oh, now how you think you all that? No, I don't think I'm all that. You now think I'm all that. I just want to be different. So in order to grow, you have to go. And in order to go, you're going to have to take a risk. Stop what if in yourself. Stop fearing yourself into constant failure. Man, if I do this and this don't work, I won't make it. Well, if you don't do this, ain't nothing going to happen and you still ain't going to make it. You have got to be willing to let go of things you have no control over. Anxiety is because of your fear of your past and your future. I have seen people create, I've done it myself. I've created scenarios for tomorrow, and then when tomorrow got here, it wasn't nothing like I thought it was going to be. As a matter of fact, it was a whole nother situation, and then I had some more anxiety because now I had to deal with that because I was anticipating something else. Something else actually happened, and now I'm sitting here facing with that. Now I'm behind the eight ball twice because now I'm trying to undo my mental thought process I had for what it was going to be and now deal with the reality of what it was. Or then the other scenario, I can't tell you how many times I thought something was going to go bad the next day and turn around and God had fixed it. And all of a sudden it was okay. And now all that worry I had was for nothing. Y'all, listen to me. Stop talking yourself out of what God might have for you. Because you don't know. He is not going to show us our future. He told you that. He will never show you the route that you're going to have to take to become what you want to become. He can't show you that because you would turn back. If God had told me when I was 27 that in order to be who I am at 67, this was the route I was going to have to take, I wouldn't do it. I tell you right now, I wouldn't do it. How many kids? How many divorces? How many failures? How many businesses? How many cancellations? What? The internet. They going to say what? Social media. What? Facebook. What? Trilogy. What? Hate. What? No, I won't do that. But that's why he don't. So now, quit worrying about what you have no control over and quit talking yourself out of something, because what God has for you is for you, and everything that happens to you is preparing you for what you ask God for. So when it's going hard for you, you must have asked God for something big. Deal with it, get through it, so he can get you to it. Those are my closing remarks today. You got something. Join us tomorrow, God willing. Maybe we'll have something for you then. Talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.